This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All eyes are on Alaska. We don't say that very often, but that's where this historic summit is underway between President Trump and President Putin. The two shook hands as they met on the tarmac at the air base in Alaska earlier this afternoon. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan says that their meeting is starting much differently than the last time Putin met a U.S. president in 2021. That was with Joe Biden in Switzerland.
There was nothing like this spectacular scenery with planes arriving, fighter jets flying overhead, and the two presidents riding together in the limousine of the president of the United States. This really is an extraordinary stagecraft.
We're going to continue to follow developments from this summit. Keep it right here on KRLD throughout the afternoon for the latest developments.
And then we have the biggest political story in Texas in years. State House Democrats left the state to stop the Republicans from passing redistricting. Well, they're headed home to face a second special session.
There being 97 members present, a quorum is not present.
The second special session began just like the first one ended. State House Speaker Dustin Burrows said the returning Democrats won't have a peaceful weekend before showing up for work.
DPS will remain active and civil arrest warrants will be reissued. If you are located, you will be compelled to this chamber.
The House is set to gavel in Saturday morning at 10. The Dems also aren't getting any sympathy from Governor Abbott, who was asked if he was willing to redraw the congressional maps to flip more than five seats to the Republicans.
They talk as though they're going to be showing up today or tomorrow. We'll wait and see. We hold a lot more bullets in our belt that we will be ready to use if we need to.
All messages weren't negative. Thursday night, the State House Democrats shared a moment over video with former President Barack Obama, who called their quorum break inspiring.
Because of your courage, what you've seen is California responding, other states looking at what they can do to offset this mid-decade gerrymandering that is highly irregular.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Education Agency released their report cards for public schools across the state today, and Dallas schools improved, but Fort Worth is still facing a possible state takeover.
TEA Commissioner Mike Morath said Fort Worth improved overall. The number of schools getting an A rating went up by 70%. The number getting an F dropped from 31 to 11. But the district still is facing the possibility of a TEA takeover.
The question of who's in charge is very different than the question of whether children are being well educated. Unfortunately, in cases where a school board has failed to be able to do that, like has occurred in Fort Worth, then the question is how do we turn those schools around as rapidly as possible for those families?
On the other side of the Metroplex, Dallas Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde says more than 70% of DISD schools got a rating of A or B.
We have to get results because those results are our children.
From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And you can see individual schools online at texasschools.gov.
Meantime, Highland Park ISD is on top of the highest performing schools in North Texas.
Highland Park scored a 96, best score in the area and the second best in the state. Only Highland ISD, just outside of Sweetwater in West Texas, it is a tiny district, did better. Then Carroll ISD was at 95, Lovejoy earned a 94, Coppell and Sunnyvale just behind at 93, while Alito, Argyle, Melissa, and Wiley each scored 92. Prosper, Allen, and Frisco each finished at 91 or 90. Frisco's enrollment is 65,000. They were the largest district in Texas to earn an A. From the 24-hour news center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Right now, the state has control of the biggest school district in Texas because of falling grades. That's the Houston Independent School District. Now there's a chance four more districts could be in the bullseye for takeover because of how they did in those ratings. One of those is here in North Texas. Lake Worth ISD got a fifth straight F for at least one of its schools. Other districts at risk include Beaumont, Connolly, and Wichita Falls.
Now, for more on today's historic meeting, we're going to bring in retired Air Force General, News Nation national security contributor, Richard Newton.
A big day, not only for the United States, but frankly for Europe, certainly Ukraine and Russia.
The White House, they've been kind of tamping down expectations. They're calling it more of a listening exercise. What, if anything, should we expect out of this?
Well, first and foremost, I think you're going to see a very stern, unrelenting president of the United States as he goes about and really conducts the first summit between a Russian president and American president since 2021. Bottom line is what I would hope for, and hope is not a strategy, but it's something for us to really be mindful of, is to come out of this summit here in a couple hours with at least a ceasefire in place. That's the objective for today. And then really the secondary objective would be having ensuing peace negotiations between Putin and Zelensky, perhaps brokered by President Trump as well. But high stakes here, and all eyes are on Anchorage, and actually specifically Eielson Air Force Base. I've been up there. I've flown up there a number of times. It's an incredible installation. But what a backdrop for this summit.
You know, President Trump in 2018, he seems like he's a lot stronger, I would think, in his second term. It seems like President Putin maybe doesn't have as much leverage. Do you see it the same way going into this summit?
I do. I think, frankly, I think Putin needs Trump more so than perhaps Trump needs Putin. And I say that because Trump has cards to play. And first and foremost, it's really the economics and economic tools of warfare here that can be used. First and foremost are the sanctions that can be levied against, even more sanctions against Russia. But really, it's the tariffs levied against Russia's oil economy. Think of Russia as a big gas station, and you've got really major customers lining up. First and foremost is China. They have 47% of the Russian oil and gas business in terms of them providing monies to Russia. Then you've got India, about 35% of that customer base. President Trump has levied tariffs against India goods coming in the United States, started at 25%. He added an additional 25%. So he's also threatened, however, China, not necessarily in the next couple of days, but in the next couple of months, that should these talks fall through, he's going to really hit Russia and Putin in the pocketbook by leveraging tariffs potentially against China as well. That would be a major impact on the Russian war economy as we know it right now.
You know, they say if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And that brings us to Volodymyr
like
Zelensky. Should he be there? Or would Putin have even agreed to this if he were?
Well, I like the construct right now just between President Putin and President Trump. This is a summit of two world leaders. Frankly, it was Putin who asked for the meeting in the first place. But I do believe that at some point, very near term afterwards, should we get a ceasefire, that's the key point, that you'll also include President Zelensky. Leading up to this, last Saturday, our Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio really had great discussions with face-to-face with European leaders to include President Zelensky. which then created an opportunity for this video teleconference that occurred a couple days or so ago with President Trump and other European leaders, including President Zelensky as well. They really have closed ranks, I believe, that in terms of wanting to first and foremost get a ceasefire. And then from that ceasefire, if President Putin agrees to that, then you get into more of the ensuing negotiations for a peace settlement. But I believe we've actually strengthened the relationship, certainly between President Trump and the European leaders, but also President Zelensky.
There's all this talk about territory and if territory would be given back. Is it unrealistic for us to think that he would actually, Putin that is, would actually consider giving territory back?
I think it might be. However, there could be, you know, some land swap. You know, Ukraine has taken over some small parts of Russian territory up in the northeastern part of Ukraine-Russian border. Certainly, Putin has invaded Ukraine twice. In 2014, he took Crimea. And then just a couple years, 3 years or so ago, in February of 22, he took a large part of the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine. But Ukraine has really held their ground, I think, remarkably, and the will of the Ukrainian people have been remarkable as well. But I it's unlikely that there'll be much territory given up, not necessarily formally ceded to Russia, but could be in the scope of a demilitarized zone, much like you've got between North Korea and South Korea. There's a wider swath of territory, you know, than what's on the DMZ right now between the two Koreas. But I think really what you're looking at here is post a ceasefire into negotiations that do discuss about how to maintain this territory. It could be you have ceasefires, I mentioned, with troops in place. There could also be other things, however, where there could be perhaps guarantees where Ukraine does not join NATO but is given a path from a negotiated standpoint to join the European Union. And then it could be that fact that the United States and Europe will stay committed to providing capabilities, military capabilities to Ukraine, such as perhaps additional F-16 fighter jets to protect its sovereign territory. You could also see the placement, if not on the periphery of the Ukrainian border, but maybe European troops with boots on the ground in Ukraine to help train Ukrainian soldiers, but also to serve as a tripwire should Putin even contemplate a third opportunity here to attack Ukraine and so forth. But a lot of this will be decided in the ensuing, I think, days and weeks, perhaps months. First and foremost, let's get a ceasefire in place immediately.
Good insight. General, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with us. It's good stuff. Air Force General, News Nation, retired Air Force General and News Nation contributor, Richard Newton. They're going to be talking, of course, about the war in Ukraine. The war Putin started, but doesn't seem inclined to end. He's going to bring in Beth Noble now. Beth is a professor at Fordham University in New York and the former Moscow bureau chief for CBS News with us right now. Beth, thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes to talk with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I guess there's a drama in a place where it's a little cooler than in Austin today,
huh?
No,
you're absolutely right about that.
The drama in Anchorage. Now, you know Putin. What is he hoping to get out of this?
So I don't really know him, but I've been in the room with him a number of times. I've seen him be super charming. I've seen him be super tough. Not sure which Putin is going to be the one who's getting off the plane. But he wants legitimacy in the world community. And no matter what happens out of the summit today, he's got it. He's now meeting with the American president after being pretty much excluded from the world community for the last 3.5 years since he started the war in Ukraine. So, you know, in my opinion, he's only a winner. And President Trump, I think, legitimately wants to see some progress made on peace in Ukraine, where tens of thousands of people have died. And I think he'd like to be the one to start on a process. This is not going to be a quick deal, but I think he wants to start on a process to seeing a peace in Ukraine.
You mentioned it right there, the process, starting a process. What do you think comes out of this first meeting?
Well, just the fact that they're going to talk face to face is, you know, a potential step forward. I think we'll have to see if what happens next. Well, first we got to see if they even get through this meeting. One of the things that we'll know if it went well is if we see President Trump and President Putin giving a joint presser. President Trump said today, if it doesn't go well, we might just see him alone at the end of these meetings today, and that would not be a good sign. But President Trump has also said what he'd really like to do is have another meeting after this where he would get the presidents of Ukraine and Russia together face to face. So, clearly Ukraine has to be part of a peace deal for Ukraine. So I think, it's going to be interesting to see if the two presidents of Russia and Ukraine agree to meet after this one, if there is some forward progress.
Putin, really, he bit off more than he could chew with Ukraine. I mean, this war has cost Russia so much more in terms of money and manpower than even he expected. How is this playing with the Russian public right now, 3 years in?
You know, I think it's really important to remember that Vladimir Putin has really changed Russia a lot in the last 3 years. You know, at the beginning of the war, he thought they were going to take Ukraine in days. That sure didn't happen. And so he has really consolidated the entire country around this war. It means that there can't be any democratic reformers trying to move him out of power if everyone's rallying around the country and the flag and the president. The military-industrial complex there has completely shifted into war mode over this. They're doing things like building their own drones, which they used to buy from Iran, and now they're making them. And drone warfare is that sure with us forevermore. And so it's not clear to a lot of people watching Russia, including me, if Putin even really wants peace, because he's made so much inside Russia of the war. But clearly lots of Russians are fed up with the killing. And let's remember, tens, if not hundreds of Russian soldiers have died in this war.
And that's what I was going to mention. Every time he seems to talk with the President Trump, he just escalates the violence. Even if a phone call and stuff, the violence gets escalated. Do you think that, is there any chance a ceasefire could be reached here that would actually stick?
You know, it's really hard to say. Everything hinges on Vladimir Putin personally. He started this war. He has to end this war. And, you know, the Ukrainians also, yeah, they really want a peace process. They really want a ceasefire. But Putin is so crafty, he might ask for things that, like an end to using the airstrikes anywhere. And, yeah, that might keep drones and missiles from coming into Ukraine, but it would also keep Ukraine from having its own drone strikes into Russia, which it's been doing a lot lately. And that's one of the only things that's making the Russian public feel the pain of this war.
A lot of this is about, we keep hearing questions about territory and the territory that Putin has taken. Would letting him keep that be rewarding him for invading in the first place? And could it encourage him to do it again?
Well, that's what a lot of people say, that, you know, this war never should have happened in the first place. There was no reason for it. It was all Putin's doing. And if he gets anything out of it, then it's rewarding him. The same way people argue that he's getting a meeting with the American president as a reward for doing bad and evil things. You know, this is just my opinion. I feel like it's inevitable that Russia's going to get some territory if there's going to be a peace deal. But Ukraine just wants them to give back everything they've taken. And the Russians want a lot of land that they haven't taken. So it seems to me like they're going to land somewhere in the middle. But there's a lot less middle ground than some of the other things that are separating them. Like, what's going to happen to the future of Ukraine? Are they going to be allowed to have a military? Are they going to be allowed to join NATO if that's their choice? There's a lot less middle room there than there is on territory.
Yeah, a lot of ground to cover. Beth, listen, thank you so much for taking a little time to talk with us.
Great stuff.
Really good stuff. Beth Noble, professor at Fordham University and former Moscow bureau chief for CBS News, with us here on KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.